Immortality isn't just about living forever. Sometimes, it's about forever refusing to let things die. For his 15th birthday, David Rose wishes for things to go back to the way they were. He wants the nightmares to end, the bullies to leave, and the claustrophobic memories of his near drowning to disappear, not to mention his surreal encounter with a mythical creature. He stands with his little sister Rachel in front of their mother's grave and pledges to seek the truth about what really happened on that terrible evening a year ago. But this quest for truth threatens to unleash a sinister plot centuries in the making. David must awaken in time to the incredible truth, to his newfound powers, and to the realization that to protect his family and survive in a world he's always known, he must come to grips with the dark secrets of a world he never knew existed. Evolved Publishing presents An Extraordinary Adventure Through Time, an epic tale of hesitant heroism, and the timeless battle between good and evil, in the first book in the David Rose series of young adult fantasies. The Awakening of David Rose, written by Daryl Rothman and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible, iTunes, Spotify, and more.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's time for trivia, gang. Hey everyone, I'm your host Brian Rollins, and this is episode 203 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. This week, we've got Virginia Trivia. This is a state full of history and the birthplace of a fair number of U.S. presidents. If you're new to the show, welcome. Every week, we've got 30 trivia questions on a given topic. This season, it's all about the 50 U.S. states, and we're almost done. The season finale is coming in February, so stay tuned. If you need rules or scorecards, visit us at dorkygeekynerdy.com. You can also become a subscriber to the show, just like Lex. He, Blaine, and I have done a few podcast episodes together on Bureau42.com. There were all discussions about Star Trek. I know, try to curtail your shock. Lex listens in the car with his family, so if they're all listening, hi! Okay, enough silliness. Let's get on with the show. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What was the first permanent English settlement in the New World? Jamestown. Number 2. Born in Virginia, who became U.S. President in 1789? George Washington. Number 3. Who was the third U.S. President? Thomas Jefferson. Number 4. Bruce Willis starred in what 1990 movie about a cop trying to foil terrorists in a Virginia airport? Die Hard 2. The movie takes place in and around Dulles International Airport. Number 5. What Disney movie takes place in 1607 in Virginia? Pocahontas. Number 6, what law enforcement academy can be found in Quantico, Virginia? The FBI Academy. Number 7. What TV series followed the lives of KGB agents living in Falls Church, Virginia during the 1980s? The Americans. Number 8. What TV series, set in Virginia during the Great Depression and World War II, shares its name with one of the wealthiest families in America? The Waltons. Number 9. Born in Virginia in 1773, who was the shortest-serving president to date? William Henry Harrison. He died 30 days after taking the oath of office. Number 10. Born in Fairfax, what actor and comedian found fame on Saturday Night Live, but really scored as the title character in Ted Lasso? Jason Sudeikis. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What is the capital of Virginia? Richmond. Number 2. Arlington National Cemetery is built on the grounds once owned by what Confederate general? Robert E. Lee. Number 3. Where are George and Martha Washington buried? Mount Vernon. Number 4. Who is Virginia named for? Queen Elizabeth I. She was known as the Virgin Queen. Number 5. Virginia is home to the largest office building in the world. What is it? The Pentagon. Number 6. General Cornwallis surrendered in what Virginia town, marking the end of the American Revolution? Yorktown. Number 7. Born in Port Conway, who was the 5th Secretary of State of the U.S. before becoming the 4th President? James Madison. Number 8. We mentioned President Harrison as the shortest-serving president. What Virginian took the office after Harrison died? John Tyler. He was the first person to take over as president outside of an election. Number 9. What mountain range forms the northwestern side of Virginia? The Blue Ridge Mountains. Number 10. What bay separates mainland Virginia from its eastern shore? Chesapeake Bay. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. You'll find the headquarters to the CIA in what unincorporated community in Fairfax County, Virginia? Langley. Number 2. If you wanted to see the space shuttle Discovery as well as the Enola Gay, where would you go? The Udvar-Hazy Center, an annex of the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum. Number 3. What is the name of Thomas Jefferson's estate? Monticello. Number 4. The document ending the Civil War was signed in a courthouse in what Virginia town? Appomattox. Number 5. The doctrine that states that any intervention in the political affairs of the Americas by foreign powers will be viewed as a hostile act against the United States was named after what president? James Monroe. The Monroe Doctrine is still being denounced, reinstated, and reinterpreted to this day. Number 6. Of the 8 U.S. presidents from Virginia, which is the most recent? Woodrow Wilson. Number 7. What 2 states border Virginia to the south? North Carolina and Tennessee. Number 8. What Latin phrase can be found on the Virginia state flag? Sic semper tyrannis. It means thus always to tyrants. It's reportedly what Brutus said after stabbing Julius Caesar, and what John Wilkes Booth shouted after assassinating Abraham Lincoln. Number 9. The settlement of Jamestown was built on the land belonging to what native people? The Powhatan. Number 10. What is the largest city in Virginia? Virginia Beach, with about 500,000 people, followed by Chesapeake, Norfolk, and Richmond. And that's our last question for Virginia trivia. Want some more facts? Virginia is the birthplace of 8 U.S. presidents. It's the first state to grow peanuts. The world's largest naval base is located in Norfolk. It's also listed by the Department of Defense as endangered due to rising sea levels. Loudoun County hosts data centers responsible for 3/4 of all internet traffic. During the Civil War, more battles were fought in Virginia than in any other state. I've been to Virginia a few times, basically when I visited DC, but I have driven down into Richmond, Williamsburg, as well as Monticello. Let me know in the show's comments or on social media where I definitely need to visit the next time I'm in Virginia. I'll be back here next week with another episode. Here's a clue. What state, if it were a country, would have the 5th largest economy in the world? Keep in mind, that's as of the writing of this show. I recently saw an article that might move it up to fourth with the economic downturn in Europe. Bonus hint, it's where I was born and raised, so if you can figure out my accent, you've got it. This has been episode 203 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The music has been by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. This podcast was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. You can find me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. From there, you can find links to the audiobooks I narrate, including my latest project, a YA fantasy from Daryl Rothman titled The Awakening of David Rose. It's the first in a trilogy, so check it out. And, as always, thanks for listening.